2006 planted crop acreages show record levels. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. A recent survey conducted by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Tennessee says that farmers have increased acreage planted to cotton this year, while devoting less ground to all other major row crops.
It turns out that we actually plant a little bit more cotton than anticipated back in March. We planted 700,000 acres compared to 608,000 we expected, and that cotton came at the expense of soybeans, actually. Corn prices strengthened up a little bit, so we planted a little bit more corn than expected, but bean acreage is down.
That was Jim Heap of the USDA's Tennessee Agricultural Statistics Service. A cool, wet spring combined with some flooding during the prime spring planting window led to some delays and a more than usual replanting rate, but now row crops are in mostly good condition. The crop acreages for this year are as follows. Cotton, 700,000 acres, up 9%. Soybeans, 1.12 million acres, down 10,000 acres. Corn, 600,000 acres, down 50,000 acres. Tobacco, 20,000 acres, down 13%. And burley tobacco is down as well.
Well, burley tobacco acreage continued on its seven-year downturn as acreage dropped 18% to only 14,000 acres. Not as many producers are growing tobacco. We do know that. Just seems to be continuing a trend. Well, at the U.S. level, burley tobacco actually increased a little bit, increased about 3%.
But with all crops in the ground and rated in good condition, the outlook is good. And overall, Heap says it is a positive outlook for Tennessee agriculture.
It is a positive outlook. It shows that some of our farmers have some options. They can mix their crop blend up between cotton and beans and corn, and that's always a good thing to be able to do.
Now, projected yields for these crops will be out in a report in August. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.